media you took in or anything you want to mention?
No, I'm watching the American Masters on Andy Warhol. It's very good.
Yeah, a lot of good detail.
I can't believe they got that much on one disc. It's like 4 hours on one disc. I didn't even know they could get that much movies on one disc.
Right.
They got part one and part two on one disc.
Yeah, 4 hours. Let me think about Warhol. What we did Warhol, but why? That reminded me of something.
Yeah, the silver and the spaceships.
Yeah. No, the... did I send you the Paris... Have you seen the YouTubes I've sent out? Did you see?
Oh, no, I got it, but I haven't looked at it yet.
Well, it's incredible. It's the Android meme has found me within 2 months. What it is, you can watch it. John McCain did a campaign commercial blaming Obama for being a big celebrity, and then he had a few images of other celebrities like Paris Hilton. So she made a response to this, and it's gotten, she did pretty good at it, and so it's got big, huge news coverage. So, you know, it was like Android meme scale.
Right.
And,
by the way, I heard you or what's-his-face mentioned it on Cash Flow.
I talked about it?
Yeah, actually, what's the Cash Flow guy's name?
James
initially brought it to your attention on Cash Flow. Then you probably looked it up.
Oh, yeah, maybe that's what happened. But we didn't. I didn't know what had happened in it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so I watched it. What happens? She talks about McCain in that. But she's basically, she's saying I'm hot, and you might think she means sexy. But it turns out she's hot, she's uncomfortable, and she puts down this whole thing, McCain thing, and then she gets to her real concern, which is to find a place to get a good tan. So she kind of stops talking about McCain and picks up Traveler magazine, looks at it for a second, kind of smiles and looks at us and goes, Maui. The answer to her problem is Maui.
Yeah, well, the answer to her tan. I mean, some of these connections you make about towards yourself are a bit tenuous, Bob.
No. Look, this thing got big coverage, okay?
And why wouldn't somebody pick Maui to get a tan? It's a tropical paradise on the planet.
Nobody's ever, the Android memes never pointed to Maui before like this. Remember, this is a political ad by her. She goes
right
on to give her solutions to the energy crisis, and she's going to run for president.
Right.
She's running for president. So it's the Android meme miming Bob running for president.
Yeah.
But the point is that she says Maui. You have to realize this, man. After I get here, she didn't say Maui a year or two ago. Nobody said Maui.
Well, you wouldn't have noticed it if they said it, because you didn't live in Maui and you weren't paying attention to Maui.
Nobody would have noticed it. Maui might be in some magazines and that, but when she shows up as the content of the presidential election, okay, big coverage. The point is the big coverage of this.
Right.
It's actually resuscitated her image because everybody thinks she did a great job at it.
Right.
Okay, so she's the heart of some parts of the Android meme, and then she is really trying to get to Maui.
Right.
See, look, you got to see. You can on the surface say, oh, Bob, you didn't notice, but no. This is a big election thing, which is the only thing that's going on is the election.
Right.
The Android meme is the White House, and she enters the White House debate and makes Maui the punchline, which is where Bob just got.
That's pretty good, Bob.
Yeah, my defense is pretty good.
You're starting to win me over on this one.
Yeah, but the funny thing is she's sitting in this white deck chair.
Yeah.
Which is what I use every day.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, and they may be a standard brand, but it's a very good deck chair. It's soft, it's strong, it's white, they have them all over the beaches here.
Right.
And the hotels do. So,
but that's her image. She surfs on the image of being, you know, of being a, not a, well, of being, you know, high-end leisure.
Right. Okay, but the point is, I never saw these deck chairs before, but now I see them every day for the last 9 weeks, okay?
Right.
And I touch one. I get one for ourselves every day.
Right.
Now, she may be sitting, it may be peculiar, maybe a standard brand. It's like she may be filmed this in Maui. So I asked Ed Seton, I told him about the ad, and he said, I don't know, it's not even an ad, it's just a message from Paris countering the thing. And then she says, I'm running for president. And then she says, I approve of this ad at the end of it. So I asked Ed about, I asked Ed about this. Yeah, she's basically running for president. She says, I'll see you at the debates, bitches.
Right.
She goes, I'll see you at the debates, bitches.
Yeah, well, you know, she's got people managing her, too. I mean, she doesn't think up all this stuff by herself.
Then she says her vice president is going to be Rihanna, so I looked that up, and she's some hot, sexy, black hip-hop artist.
Uh-huh.
And then she says, I hope you don't mind that I paint the White House pink. So it's all about her running for president. You got to realize it.
Well, every year that they have a presidential election, somebody capitalizes on being running for president. Remember Pat Paulson? Everybody does it.
Yeah, well, she did.
Somebody does it every time.
And the punchline is Maui. Is it, Pat Robertson did not mention, or Pat Paulson did not mention Maui. So anyway, I asked Ed about this. He says, oh, yeah, Paris loves Maui, comes here often, and stays at the Four Seasons Motel, which is right down where we go surfing.
Right, so she would say that regardless of what the android meme thinks.
Oh, okay, but the timing. Yeah, okay, yeah, she would say it, but she never said it before.
Right.
She said it now while running for president, and Bob's the one claiming he's president, so she had to say Maui.
Well, that's pretty good.
Yeah, okay.
It is a puny little YouTube, though, but no, I guess it probably got some TV body coverage, too, didn't it?
But that's what I'm talking about. It got huge coverage. Wow. Everybody knows about it. And it resuscitated her reputation because everybody thinks she did a good job at it.
Right.
She actually said some, quote, intelligent stuff about how to solve the energy crisis.
You know? Right.
Okay, so I'm now going to phone Dave.
Okay.
All right, here we go. I'll put you on hold.
All right.